يعطي حياتي قرآن.
رحمن يا رحمن.
You are listening to season 10, episode 13. بسم الله الحمد لله الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا sisters. Welcome to Hadith number 12 of 40 Hadiths of Imam Nawawi series. Inshallah, in today's episode, we are going to discuss Hadith number 12. This Hadith is narrated on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. He said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, part of the perfection of one's Islam is his leaving that which does not concern him. Subhanallah, this hadith is an important hadith in Islam, in our deen al-Islam, sisters. As a Muslim, if we focus on this very hadith, we will realize that this hadith, it covers major aspects of akhlaq in Islam, sisters. It also instills good behavior as a person of good character. It helps us to understand how important is our mannerism to be a good Muslimah. As Muslims, we should understand that worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone is not Islam. Rather, dealing with the fellow human being, regardless whether they are Muslims or not, whether they are young or old, whether they are poor or rich, it goes hand in hand. This is the very first reminder for me and then for your sisters. So please pay attention. Practice what you learn in this podcast and teach it to others who are around you, especially the young Muslims, and bring changes in our society and in our community. Let's move on to the actual wording of today's hadith, sisters. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this hadith that part of the perfection of one's Islam is his leaving that which does not concern him. So let's look at what does perfecting Islam means. As Muslims, we may be under the impression that we are born as Muslims, born to Muslim parents, having Muslim names, praying and fasting. So we have completed our deen. So what's the big deal? In fact, Islam can be known to you, sisters. We know what it is, what we should be doing as Muslims, etc. But it's possible that we have not completed our deen. We have not realized that we have some aspects of Islam which need completion. We have this mental picture that we falsely assume that we are qualified to be the dwellers of Jannah by default. May Allah make us among the dwellers of Paradise. Ameen. But the truth is not that, sisters. We have to earn Jannah. We have to work hard to earn Jannah. We have to put a lot of effort and we have to perfect our Islam. And most of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is very important to enter Jannah. Let me give you an example, sisters. Let's talk about our house. Just a building with four walls and a roof would not make a home. This building will not give you peace and tranquility. To build a home where you get peace and tranquility, you have to put some effort. You have to perfect it. You need your family members. Let it be your spouse, your children, and your parents if you are living in an extended family setup. You need furniture, other equipments, decorations, etc. Not only that, as humans, we need continuous changes that please our souls and minds and our hearts. We buy new things for our houses time to time. We paint and polish the things and keep them squeaky clean. We change the decors that makes us happy, etc. Same way, our deen, al-Islam, which is built upon five pillars, needs some inputs and tidying up. It needs continuous cross-checking and updating. I'm very sure that those sisters who are continuously following our podcasts on 40 Hadith of Imam Nawawi series would know that we have analyzed many ahadith that encourage us to perfect our Islam. Among those, we talked about truly submitting to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We talked about have pure intention before doing any act and make it to please only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Leave that which is haram. Stay away from doubtful matters. And every little thing you do, cross-check with Islamic teachings. These are adding values to the perfection of our Islam sisters. The most important point to note here is that perfecting Islam is not an overnight job, which cannot be done and dusted in one go. It's a process, sisters. Something ongoing throughout our lives until we die. When we try to perfect our deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us more. The harder the struggle, the better the reward. From this hadith, we learn that not only adding things, but staying away or removing some characters from our lives also contribute to the perfection of our deen, al-Islam. One major part of perfecting Islam, which should be exercised every day, every moment, is leaving that which doesn't bother us. Let me remind the words of our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam one more time, sisters. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this very hadith said that part of the perfection of one's Islam is his leaving that which does not concern him. Alhamdulillah, so far we discussed what's perfection of one's Islam. Now let's move on to the next part, which says leaving that which does not concern him. This covers a vast area, sisters. It can mean a lot of things. It includes the things that does not benefit a Muslim to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Things that doesn't help to reap benefits by halal means in this worldly life or in the hereafter. Those things should be left alone, sisters. We covered major things which should be avoided in previous hadith explanation. The sisters who are following our podcasts continuously know almost everything the Islamic Sharia wants us to be away from. We have discussed about forbidden acts, doubtful acts, disliked acts, and also indulge in asking unwanted questions. And we said we have to stay away from these things. But in this particular hadith, scholars mainly focus on speech, as it is the main place where we deviate from the application of this hadith, sisters. There are areas where we should stay away with regards to our speech. First and foremost is that being women, we are by nature talk a lot. We keep on talk to the extent that we often don't know the boundaries of our speech, or we don't care about it at all. Whenever we gather together with our friends, families or neighborhood, we often ending up in talking about others regardless who we are. Subhanallah, we end up in talking things like who did what sin, talking about in-laws, what discriminations they have, talking ill about husbands, what sort of problems and fights the husbands and wives have, who lost their jobs. Subhanallah, no end to it, sisters. Subhanallah, these talks end up in backbiting, about which there is a severe warning. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, backbiting is like eating the flesh of a dead person. Subhanallah. We have talked about this issue in one of our previous audios. Subhanallah, our talks end up in slandering, backbiting and namima. Namima means telling people what other people have said in order to cause problems. Subhanallah, it doesn't end there. It leads to spying, exposing others, etc. So please stay away from these, sisters. Not only that, in this digital age, our habit go beyond physical gathering. We do the same sin on online, on Facebook, on WhatsApp, on Instagram, you name it, sisters. It's exposing others, discussing others' private life, reading comments and commenting, and getting into unwanted debates. As women, we should be very careful. This is Sister's Halakha, so let's address our problem. Subhanallah, I would like to address a particular issue, as many of the sisters have complained to us and asking solutions, and they got heard and they are sending messages to us for console. I'm sure most of our sisters have experienced this in their lives. Of course, every one of us has gone through this at least once or we have done this to others. Subhanallah, we ask questions which are unnecessary. Not only that, these questions hurt the feelings of those whom were questioned. Subhanallah, when we see a young girl, we ask, why aren't you married yet? Subhanallah. Same way when we see a married woman without any children, we ask, why don't you have kids yet? Or any good news? Subhanallah, think about this, sisters. These are questions that are not of our concern. These questions hurt the feelings, sisters. Not only that, sisters, we fail to realize these questions that are coming from our mouth will make us answerable before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hurting others. Na'udhu billah, sisters. It's a shame that women ask these questions from other women. Please leave it, sisters. These questions don't bother you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not ask about these things from you, sisters. Peeping into others' privacy or households, we even go, this is a shameless act, sisters. Many verses and ahadith can be quoted regarding this serious and important issue. But I hope reminding ourselves with this very short surah from the Quran is sufficient for the moment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Asr, where he says, وَالْعَصْرْ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرْ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. By time, indeed, mankind is in loss, except for those who have believed and done righteous deeds and advised each other to truth and advised each other to patience. Hence, our involvement with things that do not concern us make us among those who are losers. May Allah protect us all. Ameen. Also, by indulging in those activities, leave our Islam imperfect. May Allah rectify our affairs. Ameen. So, to be among those who try to make our Islam perfect and to be among those who attained salvation, we have to evaluate ourselves frequently, sisters. We have to be aware from everything that are unwanted. Don't stop or pause at that point, sisters. Be strong to bring a change. Teach it to others, those who are around you. And stop those people who are involved with these actions with courage and wisdom. With that nasiha, I am winding up today's podcast and hoping to meet you all with another hadith next week. Until then, stay tuned with us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.